Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Bain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Heil steals second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heil moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a pop-up into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Randall reaches second base with a double. Cubbage moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Randall hits a fly ball towards left. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heil. Evans reaches second base with a double. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Red Sox, 2. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Darwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bostock is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Randall hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Steve Braun. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Terrell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terrell moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Smalley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing right field. Larry Hile now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cubbage. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Butch Hobson. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.